Stevie Wonder, it's time for news from BlackAmericaWeb.com.
This is BlackAmericaWeb.com news.
The FBI and ATF investigating a massive fire that engulfed a historic black church in Greeleyville, South Carolina. Many suspect arson.
Powered by News One.
Good morning. It is a Wednesday. It is the 1st of July. Here are your BlackAmericaWeb.com headlines. Oh, and happy birthday to Tanisha Myers, as well as to Sheila Rutledge of Reach Media. Another predominantly black church up in flames last night, this time a South Carolina house of worship that was burned to the ground by the Klan 20 years ago. Fire officials say they don't know whether the blaze was started intentionally at the Mount Zion African Methodist Episcopal near the town of Greeleyville, or if it was the result of heavy lightning that passed over the area at the same time. No injuries reported. The fire took around 2.5 hours to bring under control. The roof collapsed, and the fire chief says that the 8,000 square foot church had been gutted. Bree Newsom, the young woman who took down the Confederate flag in South Carolina, is talking, and the musician and activist speaking out about why she decided to take matters into her own hands, how the act of civil disobedience materialized, and why the act itself means for what it is arguably the largest black liberation movement in recent history. And very concisely, she said, "I did it because I'm free." This was in an interview posted to Blue Nation Review, and she said the act of defiance came against a backdrop of violence and disenfranchisement, was not only done for her enslaved ancestors, but also in defiance of the oppression that continues against black people globally.
She said, "I did it because
I am free."
And no one in South Carolina would do it. None of them liver pudding eating.
All of that.
South Carolinians would do it, so I came from, because I'm free.
North Carolina.
The president is on the road today. He's scheduled to arrive in Nashville to talk about the Affordable Care Act in the wake of the Supreme Court ruling. According to a White House official, the president plans to discuss how we can move forward and continue building on the progress made under the Affordable Care Act. And the governor of Tennessee says scheduling conflicts will prevent him from meeting the president.
Scheduling conflicts. So the president of the United States.
How do you not meet the president of the United States if one white people?
It was a scheduling.
Let me see if I can fit that in. Let me see.
The president. President.
Not good. No. That's not good. Not good. Wednesday's not good.
What else you got? Is he free? He's the president.
Maybe next time around. Huh?
They are so mad, man, and mean.
David Sweat, the man who was picked up after 3 weeks on the run after escaping from a New York State prison, says that he masterminded the prison break himself. Of course, dead men can't tell any tales, and Richard Matt is dead. But another thing that has come out of his discussion with officials, they didn't just pull off the prison escape once. They actually had a trial run the night before. And he says that they made the trial run the night before when prison tailor Joyce Mitchell was supposed to meet them at a manhole and escape from their cells. They navigated through a maze of tunnels and pipes before popping out of the manhole, said they saw too many houses near the manhole and decided to try for another manhole the next night. They had that kind of time.
Hole. And they came out of that hole that second time. That was their OS moment.
When she wasn't there.
When that car wasn't there.
Oh,
sugar.
16 before the hour. This is the TJMS.